Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. I'm Jeanette, 90days1221, and at Team Zara on Twitter, and at Team Zara on Instagram. So yeah, we're finally back. I think it's been like almost a month or something. It's we've had we had
It's been a
we had some
minute.
real strange things happen in the middle here. So it's been kind of a it's kind of a weird
It's been a bumpy ride.
Well, hey, it was a really bumpy ride
It
for me.
was a really bumpy ride. Well, okay, so just to get the introduction out of the way, I think they know that I'm Melissa, Queen of Damaras. So I'm
Yeah.
here, we're here. You can find me by all those names on all the things. And yes, it's been so we just had like things that came up, and then we were both in New Jersey, which was a fabulous time, although you had a rough time getting there.
I had a really hard time getting there, and then I got sick on the way back. So
Oh
it was not a good time for me. Honestly, I did have fun in New Jersey.
yeah,
The
but it
couple days in
was
New Jersey were fun, but
but the
honestly, I feel like I
sandwich
really paid for that trip. I feel like I
on both
really,
ends.
really paid for that trip.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I am going to tell the story.
Did you get sick before you got back, or no, when you
No,
got
I got
back?
sick the day I after. So I got sick on Wednesday. So I land. I mean, I got back on Monday and I got sick on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I didn't. I don't. I think I got it on the plane home
Probably.
because nobody else at the event had it. I've asked,
Yeah, no.
and it was like the nastiest stomach virus I've ever had in my life. I
Oh.
literally was
Oh.
sick from Wednesday all the way until the follow till yesterday.
Oh.
Like I was still having like symptoms yesterday.
Oh,
And it just kept coming back, and like I wouldn't be able to eat anything, like at
yay.
all. It was terrible.
Oh, I'm
So,
sorry to hear that. I'm gonna keep with
what?
all the that's actually going all around at school, and so, and I'm a
And I had
teacher.
to keep my son home 2 days because he
Yeah,
had it
I'm
too.
keeping my fingers crossed. I'm like, I've had we'll see. Fingers crossed for me. I don't
It was
want
just an
that.
epic stomach virus, that's all. But no, I think I should tell real quickly tell the viewers. I'm not going to tell it real long, but I think I should really quickly
Give
tell
them
the
the short
viewers how
version.
long the story of how I got to New Jersey. Just because it is so funny. So anyways, basically my first flight gets delayed in Denver. I miss my connecting flight in Charlotte. I get to Charlotte. My plane in Charlotte has a mechanical issue. We sit on the plane for a whole hour. We then finally take off an hour late, and I'm going to White Plains because our friend Claire actually lives closer to that airport, so she had encouraged me to fly to that one so she could pick me up. Well, about 15 minutes before we're supposed to land in White Plains, they tell us they're diverting us because of bad weather in White Plains to Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport in Pennsylvania.
No.
And so I'm basically stuck in Pennsylvania, and basically they tell us they're going to take off again. Like they're like, "Oh, we're going to take off again. Everybody get out of the plane, use the bathroom, come back and come right back. We're going to take off again." This one lady gets super, super mad, and before it's over, she does not get back on the plane, and that screws up the plane's manifest. So then they have to wait because they have to get a new manifest. They're not allowed to leave without a proper manifest. Like they can get huge trouble for that. It's like a huge FAA violation. So we're waiting for the manifest, and by the time that we finally get the corrected manifest, our pilot has gone over his allotted amount of federal, like hours he's allowed to work in a day by federal law. Because he's flying an airplane, they can't
Yeah.
be. They
Yeah.
have a very
No, I know.
specific.
There's very strict rules about that.
And so we're now stuck in Wilkes-Barre, we're now stuck in Scranton's airport, in Scranton, Pennsylvania's airport. And the only thing they could do, the airline can do, is fly me all the way back to Charlotte and then fly me either to White Plains or Newark, and they wouldn't even guarantee they could get me there that night.
Oh my gosh.
So what ultimately happens to me is I as the part that gets everybody about this story is what ultimately happens to me is I end up renting a car with and driving to White Plains, 2.5 hours away, with two random guys from my plane.
Okay.
They did not know each other either, so at least there was
Okay.
that. But it was like it was. I could like as Paul Telfer said, you could have gotten raped and murdered. That's exactly what he
Oh
said to
my
me when he when I
gosh.
told him at the event. So he's like, "Oh my God, you could have gotten raped and murdered." Well, I
Yay.
didn't.
But it's
So.
not a soap opera, so you did not. You didn't get kidnapped. You didn't get, you just rode.
Bad things could have happened to, you know,
No,
could have happened to me,
I
but that's
know.
my whole little
That
thing. That was the event.
Ay, that was crazy. I know, because when I landed in New Jersey and then you were in
I was like, I don't know.
I was like, wait, what?
I told you guys I didn't know if I was coming.
I didn't get. Yeah, there was a few hours where it was like you were in an airport and I was in an airport at the same time. You were already in your connecting. You were already in Charlotte and I was home at, you know, at the airport here. And I was getting ready to fly to New Jersey. And I'm like, okay, so a couple hours that I'm in the air, because obviously it's a lot easier and shorter of a trip coming from Florida to New Jersey than coming from Colorado to New Jersey. So I get to Newark, which is where I flew in.
And you see the myriad of messages,
and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, when I landed, I was like,
and
oh,
when I told
no.
you I was in the car, you're like, I'm driving. And the last ones, I'm driving with people I don't know, and you're like,
I know,
and you're
I think
like,
by then,
what?
Because I wasn't spending that first night down where the event was. I was spending it with family because I, you know, I'm from New Jersey, so a lot of family there, and I was hanging with family too. So, yeah, what an adventure! But when we finally did. Get to
event.
New Jersey. We did have a good time and it was really nice to get to be together now for the third time. That was our third time getting to hang out. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. We had a good time. It was a fun event that Starstruck Fan Events put on, and it was Ari, Sean, Eric, Martsoff, Paul Tell, Emily O'Brien, and Stacey Hyduk. So it was a fun group of people. It was a really fun group of people, so we had a good time. But anyway, I guess we should talk about days.
Well, we talked about the event, now we can talk about days.
Let me talk about days.
And it's so funny because Claire really wanted to do a podcast when we were there, and I couldn't make it happen because of all of the
I don't know if you would have been able to make it happen anyway. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to make it happen because I wasn't even there with you guys that night.
You wouldn't
come
down.
Well, because I was trying to spend some time with my cousins too. So
I know.
I was like, I was almost gonna go.
No, not that. It wasn't actually that night.
Oh, yeah. Well, that all kinds of other drama going on. But anyway, there's always drama. What was I gonna say? I lost track of thought. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so we should recap days, and maybe we'll just roll in anything that we need to from the prior weeks that just help with storyline continuity.
Yes.
Because it's hard to go back this many weeks. I don't know where we left off from the last.
Well, I kind of do. I kind of know. I know we're in some of the stories we know left off. I know where some of the stories where we were left off. I don't know if I know in all of them. Okay, so I think we should just start with the stories that we're on this week, and then we'll backtrack.
And then just
backtrack
any information.
So okay, the storylines that are going on. We had the last week. We had the Paulina radioactivity with Chanel, which does carry into this week. We had the whole. Well, so. Real quick, I'm gonna throw this in here just because last we knew Xander was still like on bail, like he wasn't out yet, he wasn't cleared yet. So he's been cleared because of his pants, because the stripes on his pants didn't match, and the forensics team was able to determine that the stripes on his pants, that we didn't talk about any of that. So he's like completely, and EJ had to like eat crow and tell him he was free. So that ties into that something that happened this week. And then there was also the Bobby Everett, Stephanie.
Yeah, I think people are calling him like Bobrett.
Well, there was also the Bobby and Everett and Stephanie and Jada stuff. Yes. And then there was the Alex and Kristen and Brady and Teresa stuff. I don't think Brady was actually involved in it, though.
A little bit, just because they had phone conversations and stuff.
And then there is the Tate's friend stuff now. And then there is the last stuff. There is the Ava Harris, Stefan.
And there's still some stuff going on with the baby storyline.
Oh, and then all the baby storyline. Yeah, because that's actually the biggest one.
And the Constantine storyline.
Well, that's what I was gonna, that actually goes with like the Xander Sarah stuff. Yeah. Like that goes with that. So the Constantine storyline with Maggie is
that
a big
even
thing.
Kind of all ties into Brady, Kristen, Alex, Teresa too. They kind of loosely tie into all that.
They tie to each other. Yeah.
It ties in.
Where do you want to start with all that?
Let's maybe start with the Paulina stuff. I feel like, cause it doesn't really tie.
That was
to much
such
else.
Well, that tied into like that last week. That was a huge story and it was so stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. That was one of the dumbest stories I've ever seen on a show. And I'm not trying to be mean.
It was
mean.
Just so dumb. Like I get she was worried for her daughter and I get that she felt like she needed
Chanel
to save her.
Chanel was missing for 5 seconds and she's like running out to like irradiate everybody.
And she had to know the dangers, you know?
Like, it was disgusting. Like, I was like, seriously, like, care about your daughter enough to let them find her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're the mayor, call in the favors to say, like, hey, you need to drop what you're doing and send a team out, and my daughter's missing, and take the snowplow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the thing is Chanel wasn't even, like, hurt. And that's what's dumb about it. Like, she was fine. She's gonna be now, but she was fine. Like that.
Well, she said her ankle was like stuck in like a thing though. So she did need rescuing, but Paulina could have just sent a team as the
Johnny
mayor.
Johnny probably would have found her.
He probably would have. Yeah. He probably
would've. I mean, it's like, come on, like give it a.
The
that was a
week,
terrible
every
story.
Time I saw, every time I saw Paulina on screen, I just kept wanting to sing that Radioactive song.
Everybody did. Even Dish and Days. Did you see that? Like Dish, even on Dish and Days, they did like a whole thing and they're like as soon as that promo came out where Marlena said she's radioactive, like they started playing that song. They started
yeah, that's
playing that
all
song.
That was in my mind. I was like,
yeah, I know. Everybody, I think it was I think everybody was thinking of that song. So
I think so too. That and I kept like just searching up like radioactive gifts and they were all like The Simpsons.
They were all The Simpsons. I know. I did a couple of them too. It was a terrible story though. That was not a good plot.
It just was like, because it's so dumb on Paulina's part.
This week, all we saw of that was that they were both clear. Johnny and Chanel were cleared, but they did say Chanel was experiencing like a higher level.
She had higher levels. She had higher levels because remember Paulina was like helping her, like holding on to her and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And,
the one thing I did think was dumb is that supposedly the emergency crews couldn't get there, but Paulina managed to like steal a snowplow and get her ass there.
Yeah, she commandeered a snowplow. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
And irradiated three people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Just like it was really immature and really stupid. And like Kayla was like she was nice to Paulina and she kept saying, well, I understand why you did it, you know, it was your daughter, but you could tell she was actually mad. She was actually like,
yeah.
Really.
And Abe was really mad.
He was really mad at her.
It was really mad. Like, what were you thinking? Like, you know, why didn't she call some other people? Why didn't she call Abe or whoever? Call people at, you know,
instead of doing that, she just ran to save her precious little baby. That And
or somebody who pointed out too, why didn't she at least grab one of the suits, the Oompa Loompa suits?
Why didn't she at least want to wear one of the suits? Which, Lindsay is so adorable in that suit.
She is so adorable, but it's the first thing I thought of because she's so petite that I was like,
no, it is. It's like an Oompa Loompa. She's so tiny, and it was just
she's
cute.
So
like I thought she was adorable.
She's so
in that
tiny.
Scene.
I was like, okay, I hope nobody gets mad at me, but I had to screenshot the Oompa Loompa and her, and be like, okay, who wore it better?
I'm sure she would have thought it was funny. So,
I was like, I hope nobody takes this offensively. I'm not insulting.
I don't think anybody
Lindsay.
Did. I mean, I definitely
okay.
didn't think. I thought it
was
funny.
I was like, okay, I'm not insulting Lindsay. It was all in good fun.
And I actually thought she was really cute in the suit, though.
She did.
But you could
cute,
tell she didn't. You could tell she was like, what am I wearing? Like,
she's
why
so
am I doing
yeah,
this?
Yeah, but like I said, she's so petite. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, Oompa Loompa. What did he do? Yeah. She could have made a whole song about Paulina. Because Paulina mm-hmm. was like one of the naughty kids from Willy Wonka freaking running.
She was. Like, that was just, but she was just pathetic.
What do
like,
you
it
get
was like,
when you leave the hospital.
That was such a, I'm sorry, that was a bad storyline. I mean, and the thing is I feel like they overwrite Paulina as it is, and then here we have that, you know, which is even worse. It's like, come on, you know what I mean?
It just was bad. It was bad writing. But anyway, yeah. But why didn't she at least take one of the Oompa Loompa suits and put that on? She could have at least because didn't there was like a suit for Marlena? Remember, Marlena walks in and was like, "Hold on, let me get my suit on, Paulina. And then she was gone. And I was like, somebody was like, why didn't she just take this?
Kayla has one, Sarah has one, and Paulina has one. Now, Paulina couldn't fit in Sarah's, but she could fit in Marlena's or Kayla's probably.
Yeah. Well, because Sarah's super tiny.
Like I said, she's not going to fit in Sarah's. I'm not trying to be insulting to Paulina. She ain't going to fit in Sarah's. Well, nobody's going to fit in Sarah's. There's nobody else on cast that would fit in Sarah's.
No, that's why, for the same reason why it was so ridiculous when Kristen wore a Sarah mask.
Yeah, because there's nobody that's going to fit.
You're only 6 inches taller than, you know.
You're only 6 inches taller, and I mean, they're both really petite. They're both really
tiny. They're both thin, but Stacey's like, you know, like
Kristen's Stacey's like, tall.
She's tall.
And Lindsay is not tall.
Yeah.
So it would be very, like, but you know. Anywho.
Anyway, so yes. Then the only thing that happened from that is then at the end of today's episode, Chanel was not feeling good.
No, she didn't feel good.
She didn't feel good.
And there are spoilers next week. There are definitely spoilers next week that don't sound good for Chanel. So.
Yeah, no. She
wasn't feeling well, so they were gonna take her back to the hospital. So yeah, that was pretty much where that ended. Good.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with that. So I think the next story that probably doesn't tie to much else is the
Bobby Everett story.
Yeah.
So basically this week we finally saw some weird stuff going on with him. Like, so basically he signed the divorce papers. He finally agreed to sign because he wasn't divorced from Jada, which I don't know if we talked about. Him and Jada never got divorced. Robert Stein never signed the papers.
Yeah. And
so
then
they were
he
never
couldn't
properly
do it
filed.
Because he felt like, oh, I'm not
him.
This person,
so I don't feel like
so
I
I'd
can
be
do
like
this.
Forgery. Like, yeah, it doesn't feel right. And he wouldn't do it. And Jada was really pissed. And even Stephanie, I think, was pissed. Like, what, you know?
And so finally,
all of a sudden being nice to Stephanie again. I can't understand. I'm like, what's going on there?
Well, she started being nice to her again a while ago.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
It was
there.
Like she blew up at her the one or two episodes, and then.
And then she was like fine again. It was just and Stephanie was fine with her even after she said all the awful stuff to her. It's just like, come on, like what happened here? So it was like somebody had I don't know. There's been a couple of those times like that where I've been like, what is this? So then there was that, and then basically Jada, so then Everett decided to sign the papers. Like Stephanie convinced Everett to sign the papers. So then he signed them. But then when he was looking at them and he saw the name Robert Stein like signed in a way, and then it seemed like he had a bit of a break.
Yeah, something like weird. He had a weird look in his eyes.
He got this weird look in his eyes and he threw the papers on the floor and then he left. And then when outside the pub, he was only paying attention to Jada. He acted like he either didn't know who Stephanie was.
Yeah.
Or like really he didn't give her any like.
He talked to her like she was a complete stranger almost, you know.
Yeah.
Like
and
it was very elusive with her.
Yeah. And then he was like a little bit later in the episode, he was writing in the pub and he saw the name Everett Lynch. The same way he'd seen Bobby Stein, and then he was like nice to Stephanie again and totally like Everett. So it was like he was having some sort of displacement in his head.
Yeah, definitely he's got to have DID. I mean,
it definitely seemed like a DID or like he's dissociated, definitely. Yeah. Like there was definitely a dissociation there. He did not seem, and then again I think later he seemed like he didn't know Stephanie. Like it was just like he kept switching. It was like he kept
there's definitely something weird going on with him.
So I think that was all that happened with that. Well, and then Jada and Rafe were like celebrating the papers in the bistro.
Did she ever get the papers though?
Yeah, she did. She went back to the hotel. Like she came
that's
to the
right,
hotel
that's
room
right.
to get
yes,
them.
Yes, and then he gave her the papers. But then after she left, he was looking at a picture of them on his phone.
He was like staring at a picture
he
of the
like
two of them on his phone.
Staring at a picture of the two of them. So I was like, oh, this is so weird. You know, like.
Like he's definitely there's something, and you know what's funny, because I actually don't, I mean, I know a lot of people hate that story. It's actually kind of interesting to me. I think it's actually kind of an interesting story, and I like Blake Barris so much.
I do too.
That
too.
I find
I'm not
myself
mad.
Wanting to watch it. I find myself actually wanting to watch this story.
Well,
I'll
you
be
know
honest.
What's so funny, and I don't know if I told you this or maybe I even tweeted it one day, I think. That like, okay, so my almost 9-year-old daughter has like all of a sudden started to try to watch Days of Our Lives sometimes because she watched it with me like one day. And then she keeps like going in on her own and watching episodes here and there. The story she's most interested in is that one with Bobby and
interesting.
Her. Yeah, that's the story she's most invested in.
Well, and I actually kind of like that story. Like, I'll be honest, I actually kind of like that story. I like it because I like Blake though. I think Blake's a very good actor. I don't know what it is about him. I've just always kind of liked Blake.
I agree with that. So it's interesting to see what a fresh, like, young, obviously she's very young, but what, like, somebody that doesn't know and have biases.
I would have expected her to like Tate and Holly, honestly.
I'm not sure if she got to see it, because it's not like she's watching every day, and she just will sometimes turn it on and watch little bits of it. But that storyline caught her attention, and it was the week where the promo came out where he, like, all of a sudden, like, really snapped at Stephanie, and he was like, don't call me that again, you know? And Allie was like, whoa, you know? And she's like, and I had to explain to him, I said, well, we think that guy has, like, two personalities.
Yeah, we think he has two personalities, and it was very obvious. This week, it was becoming more apparent that he had two personalities.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's watched any since then. I'll have to see what else she found interesting.
So anyway, so then there was that, and then I think that was all that happened with that story, like, this week. And I think he also lied to, did he lie to Stephanie about, like, Marlena? Yeah,
he kind of was very hedgy with her about it. Yeah, because
I felt like he lied to Marlene, like, lied to her a little bit.
Yeah,
or like, didn't he acted like it was helping more than it is or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and it hasn't done anything. Like, there's been nothing.
Oh yeah. He said it because that's even one of the descriptions from, like, last Friday. Yeah. Everett lies to Stephanie when he tells her the hypnosis therapy is helping.
Yeah, I don't think it helped. You were exactly I kind of remembered that he did. Yeah, he kind of, like, wasn't very forward with her about it. So then, do you want to start with, like, the Maggie and Constantine and Sarah and Xander and then go into the Alex and Kristen stuff? Do you want to start with the Alex and Kristen?
Sure.
Which way do you want to go?
Here's the weird part, too, where I don't know how you figure this. There's also stuff that has to do, like you said, with Ava and Harris, but Wendy and Tripp, too.
Yeah,
and then
that's fine.
Wendy stuff ties into Kristen, so that gets really confusing. I don't know where to.
We can just all kind of let's just, like, go through the whole thing. Let's start with the Let's start with the Constantine and Maggie and Xander and Sarah, and then we'll go into the other. Okay, so basically, Maggie last week proposed, like, she realized that Constantine was going to have to leave because they've tried everything to get his visa to, like, function, to, like, be, like, extended, and they won't do it. So finally, after all of this stuff, Maggie asked Constantine to marry her. It's not like a real marriage.
Yes, like, she, like, doesn't see it as a love. She wants to keep him in the country.
She wants to let him stay, but she's not, like, in love with him or wanting to be with him or anything like that. She just wants to basically keep him in the country. And so she decides to do that. And basically, we see him. He's very schemey about it. Like, he's talking to Teresa and he's trying to, like, he's gloating kind of about getting, you know what I mean, that. So he's,
but yeah, because he's still like, when are you going to do your, although I don't understand why he cares about Teresa going
he
after
does,
Alex.
Though. He does though. It really matters to him. And Alex said that the will is still in probate, so he still hasn't gotten any money. Like, that's kind of an interesting, like, nothing, it still hasn't, he still hasn't gotten any of Victor's money yet. So basically, like, so that happened, and Maggie is like all into to marry Constantine, and Constantine is playing Maggie big time.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Big time. He's playing Maggie big time.
I think Maggie just finds, like, comfort in him because he's, like, a link to Victor. Even though
and she's being
kind
of stupid about it. She's being kind of stupid about it. It's not Maggie. I'll have to say. Actually, I'll talk about that later. But I have to say, I don't like the way they're writing Maggie in that story. But anyway, so she basically says she asked Constantine to marry him, and then this week, she called Xander and Sarah over to tell them. And Sarah was a little bit like she was receptive. I mean, she wasn't happy about it, but she was receptive. She understood why.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of recognizes that her mom's an adult, and there's not much she's going to be able to do about it.
Yeah.
Xander, on the other hand, is very determined to not let that happen.
Yeah,
he's like,
yes,
no,
he
I'm
really
not
is.
Gonna do this. I'm not gonna let this happen. And even kind of Alex was kind of, so then when she tells him, Alex hears it too. Alex is there to hear it too. And he is kind of like, Like, it kind of seemed like that's the first time we've ever seen Xander and Alex kind of agree on something. Like, the two of them were almost to the point of, like, they would have, they wanted to make sure she didn't do it together. You know what I mean? Because both of them do care about Maggie.
Yes.
I mean, and then, like, Sarah was, I don't think Sarah wants Maggie to marry Constantine, but she's not going to stop her. You know what I mean? She was just kind of like, well, you know, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know? And so that's like that. And then he also had scenes with Teresa where he like kind of like threw the screws at her, where she like about like why is she still not with Alex and
Constantine. Yeah,
Constantine had those scenes with her. And then that kind of transitioned into like the next part where like because she had scenes with Alex too, and you found out that Bella's like not working and she lost her job.
And then she basically, he shuts down, Alex decides to shut down Bella and she doesn't have a job. And then also, I think this was all the week before, that Maggie is going to come back to work at Titan.
Yes, she is.
She's going to be back working there. He offers to get Teresa a different job, but I think Teresa's a little bit of a crossroads of like, what do I want to do?
Yeah, she is.
Like, what, you know, is this what I really want? So she doesn't want to work there. And it's funny because it's like she's still talking to Constantine about how she's trying to make Alex crazy, you know, or whatever, want her. But Alex is trying to make her jealous. It's like, it's kind of a little bit dumb because they really kind of both want each other.
Oh, who, Alex and Teresa?
Yeah.
But yeah, they really want each other. No, I still think Alex and Teresa want each other. Even after what happened, I still think he does. I'm sorry.
But I don't think, I saw somebody say this and I had to kind of agree. I'm like, does Alex really love Teresa as much as he thinks he does? Well, you know, I don't see, he's not the same way with her as he was with Stephanie.
No,
like,
he's
remember
not.
With Stephanie, he was just like, oh my gosh, she's the girl of my dreams. I'm going to change my ways and this and that. That he's not, that it's not that same way with Teresa, in my opinion.
No, he's not. Not at all.
I'm not getting that vibe there, but whatever. He's trying to make her jealous. It's like, but it is kind of funny to me because I was just like, what is, I don't know. Maybe she's just, because he didn't want to propose, maybe she figures if she gets right back with him, they're right back in that same spot. But if she plays more hard to get, not only will he want her back, but he'll like want to propose, you know, because ultimately she wants him to propose. I still think she kind of wants it more for the money and the plan.
Now I do
still
again.
Has eyes for Brady.
You think she still has eyes, more eyes for Brady?
Maybe. I do get that sense. I see where she's, I feel like she's a little more googly-eyed.
Well, because she also kind of like talked about, she kind of like googly-eyed at Brady a little bit too.
Yeah, she did. Too. She did for sure. So I was kind of like, I feel like she's still more googly-eyed with Brady. And this is all still about the plan. But it's kind of hard to tell because I think she did have feelings for him too. I don't know. Maybe she kind of just, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of both. But yeah, so basically they had scenes, Brady and Teresa also had scenes where, you know, they just discuss what she wants to do with her life and they discuss Alex and they discuss Tate. So I know everybody kind of interweaves in because
we also have like, Tate and Holly that kind of weave into that story too.
Yeah. Because Tate and Holly go on like a little picnic, right? They have like a little romantic
picnic.
That was
the week before, but yeah, they have the picnic with that because that was the first scenes with the new Tate.
Yeah. And then Holly has a new friend,
Sophia. And Sophia kind of thinks that Tate's cute. Like she kind of thinks that Tate's cute.
She was eyeballing him up. Yeah. And
I don't think she knows that him and Holly are kind of like a thing because Holly isn't allowed to date him because of her mom. So it's kind of like a secret.
Realistically, she'd tell her friend.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't. Like, it was kind of weird. But so anyway, going back to where we were though. So we had the whole Alex and Teresa thing, or like we had the whole Teresa Brady thing. And then there was also the whole Kristen and Alex. There was the big Kristen and Alex thing.
Yes. And so I was trying to figure out where to start with that because Kristen also has all the EJ and the Damaris stuff.
Rachel.
But I guess if we're just, and Rachel, it kind of like all weaves together. But I guess as far as Kristen and Alex, because they're trying to do this plan to make Brady and Teresa jealous, she calls Alex up and basically was like, are you busy? You know, and he's He's like, no, I was hoping to hang out with Teresa, but she, you know, Teresa's playing hard to get, basically. And so he goes over, and Kristen basically brings him right to the bedroom and is like, hey, this plan's not really working. And they're both in agreement there. So she's like, I think we need to up the ante. She's like, I want you to spend the night here. And initially she means like kind of a ruse, right? Like you're going to spend the night here.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn out that way.
No, it doesn't turn out that way. Like, you're going to spend the night here, and in the morning, Rachel will need her permission slip for this field trip. She's going to come get it and see us cuddling, and she'll tell Brady, and then also it'll send a message to Teresa that you never came home, because Teresa's, like, staying with Alex right now. And that plan quickly gets changed.
And then they end up sleeping together.
It was kind of funny because it was like you can kind of tell the whole scene. Like, I think that both of them are just they
were into each other. And I mean, I hate saying it. Alex is kind of a hoe.
Yeah, he is. He is. So he's totally a hoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's totally a hoe. He hasn't changed. And Kristen, if you think about it, like, she hasn't been with anybody in at least 3 years.
No, she hasn't been with anybody before. When was the last time that Kristen was with somebody that wasn't Brady? Probably when she met Derek.
Well, yeah, that, and she almost slept with Daniel Jonas.
I remember that. She did almost sleep with Daniel.
She almost slept with Daniel Jonas, but she didn't. Eric, she did sleep with. But the last time that Brady and Kristen were together was in 2021. And part of that time she was in prison. So if you go back before,
who knows when the last time that woman had anything was?
2020. It would have to be like 2020. So like Kristen's just, I think she's ready. She was ready.
And she got herself some.
She got herself some. So basically, yeah, you know, they decided.
I have to say, I have to say this. I do think that, I mean, I'm not trying to. Not trying to disparage your precious Kristen, but I did think they had chemistry, like massively.
Oh yeah, massively. They really did.
I really thought they had chemistry.
I think a lot of people saw that.
The two of them really had chemistry. Like, it was really present.
I
it's funny because Rob has done love scenes with other people that I've been like, eh. And I didn't think that one was at all. I thought it was very electric.
It was very, and well, there was people that were commenting on the stuff I posted, and there were people that don't watch Days. And I had a few different people that were like, damn, do I need to start watching Days now? You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. Look at that. Bringing in the,
well, that's because they were that.
Yeah, they really watchable. Were. They were watchable for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Is that the most graphic that Stacey's ever had? Because she never had a graphic one with Eric, right?
No, she's had some, like, where she's been on top of him and this, that, and the same type of
situation. Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's been a while, because I think all of those were mostly in, like, 2019 and 2020.
Yeah.
But it's been a while. So basically, I'm guessing the whole plan is Rachel. And she told Rachel, too, that she had a boyfriend and his name was Alex, because she has a whole confrontation with Brady where, again, she's trying to say, like, oh, these scenes were really dumb, actually, in my opinion. It was like Brady got mad at her because Kristen got Rachel a tutor again for math. And I'm like, first of all, this isn't new. Like, and it's like the way he acted about it, like, you got her a tutor without telling me, like, as if it was like she got her a nose ring without telling Brady, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's, or like something bad.
Something bad.
A tutor's like, not no, bad.
Getting your kid a tutor because they're having a hard time in a subject is what a good parent does, you know? I'm like, okay, so Brady gets mad at her when she's a good parent too, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
And so it was kind of dumb. But so, you know, she was trying to use the Alex thing, and I think she wanted to make sure she told Rachel, because she kind of said to Brady, she's making it sound like Rachel and Alex, like, hang out, or like they've all done stuff together, but they haven't, you know. But she tries to make it
but
sound
she told
that way.
Rachel all about it, and I saw some of the people saying they thought it was creepy that she was going to have Rachel walk in on them. But
well, it's because he even made a joke about it. He's like, okay, so part of the plan now involves traumatizing your daughter. She's like, no, we're just going to be cuddling, you know? And I was like, well, she already saw Leo and Dimitri in bed, so.
She did already see them in bed together. Like, she saw them
cuddling. They were also cuddling, but so she, you know, I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. No, it's not that bad.
It's not like she wanted Rachel to walk in on her, you know, banging
Yes,
Alex.
Exactly. Exactly. No, no. Just them laying.
Which
the
she did bang Alex. I mean, it was very.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. I wonder if they're like a one and done. I'm kind of curious.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
I know.
I kind of hope not, but I don't know.
I definitely hope not. Kristen,
I definitely hope not. I just keep thinking about those pictures of Rob from whenever that was. Remember when he posted the pictures with the boutonniere and everything? And I'm like, I don't know. But I would like it. I would like it if it was.
Well, at least a little bit more. Poor Kristen gets to have a little bit of fun, you know?
Let Kristen have her.
But she
Alex was such a. I have to say, Alex is a hoe, though. I mean, I'm not trying to insult Kristen, but God.
No, but honestly, I was like, this is exactly what she needs, though. That's exactly what she needs. She needs a boy toy. I've been saying that forever.
You have been saying that forever.
Yeah. So this is.
You wanted it to be Lee at one point. You were so desperate.
Oh. Well, he is a good looking guy too.
He's really nice. He's really nice looking. Yes.
So it could have been Lee, but you know.
It could have been.
What was I going to say? But speaking of Lee, that leads us to the other part of the story Kristen was involved in, and that's like her wanting to take control of Damara. And so she's been kind of in cahoots with Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan is like wanting to find out. He's trying to get Gabby out of jail. And how he's doing that is he's trying to find proof that
someone else killed
Gabby. Didn't kill Lee.
Yeah. And
I'll be honest, I think we all kind of think that Lee's not dead at all.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know that we know that yet, but I think it's
haven't we seen pictures though that he was back on set? I mean, I guess
he's been back on set multiple times. There's been pictures of him back on set several times.
Exactly. So I mean,
I don't think he's dead. I mean, that's my theory.
And we know that Gabby comes back, so she must get out.
We don't know Gabby comes back. They have not confirmed that actress is Gabby.
Oh, I think we all know that.
Well, she's Gabby. We all know she's Gabby. Because like the Days page posted a picture of her and they said they weren't saying what role she was playing.
Oh, true, true. You're right.
Come on.
We all
is there anybody that thinks that's not Gabby?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. So anyway,
it's Gabby. Anyway,
she wants to get control of Damara, and so she's sniffing around because Stefan's basically like, you help me get Gabby out of prison and I'll help you get Damara away from EJ. And so she goes and pays Wendy a visit, and she basically starts digging into the details surrounding Lee's attack and death. And
Wendy was the last person to see him.
Yes. And Wendy
and she
was
then really starts freaking out. She really starts freaking out.
I saw a lot of people tweeting that she seemed guilty about something.
I agree. I think she knows that he's not dead. Yeah. I think she knows he's not dead.
Which if that's the case, like, ooh, that's kind of crappy because her poor parents, you know.
Yeah, I think she knows he's not dead, though.
Yeah.
Because she was also, like, with him, and she, like, lied and said Gabby. She may just feel guilty because she said Gabby. She said he told her Gabby killed him.
Maybe she does think he's actually dead, but she knows
that Gabby, he didn't really say to her that Gabby did it.
Yeah.
And she just wanted someone to go down for it. So
because she thinks it's Gabby. So I don't know. So yeah, Kristen was kind of sniffing around her to get details and said she was setting up this like foundation in Lee's memory.
But then simultaneously to that, like Tripp is talking to Ava about like Wendy. Or I don't remember if he's talking to Ava. He's talking to someone. Stephanie. He's talking to Stephanie about Ava.
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to go to Hong Kong.
And then they decide they're going to go to Hong Kong. So, and next week it says they're leaving. So, like, I have a feeling that Wendy's going to go to Hong Kong still feeling bad about whatever it is.
So is Kristen going to get any proof or anything to work with? Is weird. Huh. I don't know. And then meanwhile, like, yeah, EJ wants... And I don't understand what EJ is doing, though, because he wants to be CEO of Damara and still be the DA.
And the mayor. He wants to be the mayor. He wants to get Paulina fired.
Ay, ay, ay.
He He wants like all the power. It's very funny. They're setting him up for a big fall. I've been saying that for a bit. They are setting him up for something big to like for everything to just go poof.
Yeah. So this is, I don't know. That's definitely.
He's trying to be omnipotent, basically. He's trying to be everything.
Basically, I don't know if we talked about this at all, but basically the whole reason Stefan's out of jail is because EJ did cut him like a deal.
Yeah. EJ cut him like a deal. But what sucks about that is that he let EJ cut him a deal to get himself out of jail. But yet he's just letting Gabby rot in there. I mean, he's trying to get her out, but he's just leaving her in there. Yeah. Like, he could have totally made that deal for Gabby instead of himself.
I know.
Or tried.
Yeah. Although, was Gabby already convicted, though?
No.
No.
Gabby hasn't even had a trial.
Oh, jeez.
She's just sitting in there waiting for trial. She's still awaiting trial.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah, why couldn't he have done something to help her a little bit? But maybe, I don't know.
That just like bothered me. It's, if it,
I know.
Like, I felt
it's
like
little
Stefan...
things like that. It's little things like that because, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, the whole time that Kristen and Stefan were kind of having their conversation to be in cahoots, I'm like, and then he was giving her grief about, like, she made a comment like, well, don't be grateful. Remember, I'm the one that saved you. And he's like, yeah, but I also remember how you scrambled my brain, this and that. I'm like, ooh, why doesn't she bring up him and Gabby's nice little scheme to make it look like she beat her kid up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that was like, I was thinking that too. I was like, why isn't she bringing that up? Then there was also those, like, okay, so then tying to that aspect of it, like, we had the whole Trip and Wendy thing where Trip and Wendy are going to go to Hong Kong, but Ava was still living with them and now she was going to move in with Harris.
Oh yeah,
but like that kind of went to shit because Kayla and Ava ran into each other and Kayla lost her crap on Ava.
That was the
she best, was like
though.
that was really awesome. She lost her crap on Ava and she was like lost her shit on her and she's just like screaming at her and telling her like you screwed up, and she's like, well, I had to save Trip, and she's like no, you should have protected yourself, and then she's like, well, I tried to send him to Hong Kong, and it was just like Kayla was not having it. So then Roman shows up in the middle of that too and like also gives her the business about everything, and then she wants the key to Harris's house because she's supposed to be staying, or like Harris's apartment because she's supposed to be staying with Harris, and Roman won't give it to her. He says, no, she's not allowed
to
stay.
Nope.
He's not allowed. It's my pub. You're not allowed to stay in it. Like,
good for him.
But the only thing was, is like you said before, you said this before the podcast, so I'm going to give you credit for it. It did bother me that neither one of them mentioned that they're like, she killed their dad.
Yeah, exactly. They did bring up some of the other stuff she did, which I was happy because I'm like, I feel like, you know, only certain people are constantly harassed about all their past crimes and other people get the whitewash treatment, you know, like everything's ever forgotten, or they're all talked about like every, you know, it's all kumbaya.
Yeah.
But so it was nice to see her, you know, because what did Ava really ever do to get a redemption? She didn't, you know.
Nothing. She killed Grandpa Sean. I mean, she killed Grandpa Sean.
Well, she killed Grandpa Sean. She raped Steve. Okay, then she had like this. Then she was just kind of. Then all the crap that went down with her and Rafe. Although Rafe deserves some of it. But then it was just like she. Then everything that she did with Susan. Then she flipped out. Then she was in the mental ward. And then what was her big redemption? That she helped save Susan? Well, you're the one that got Susan in that position in the first place.
Yeah, well, I guess that was her big redemption, is that she helped
save
Susan.
That's not a redemption. Like, I'll see people tweet all the time, like, oh, well, Kristen's never really had a redemption. She hasn't, like, gone to therapy or done this or done that or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, what did Ava do? Like, what, because she was in the mental ward?
Shit.
She was in the mental ward hallucinating Susan, helped save Susan, and then all of a sudden she's better and redeemed.
And she's redeemed, and all the shit she did, like, just...
I mean, and I like Ava, don't get me wrong, but I just don't understand why some characters, you know, doesn't ever come back to bite them. So it was nice to see it kind of come back and bite her a little bit. Anyway.
It was nice to see
it, on. So that's kind of all that really is going on with, like, that's still part of all the drug story, like, the tail ended.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get... Clyde actually called in one more favor for her and said she needs to get some sort of book for him, right?
Yeah, so they're trying to find the book. And the book is supposedly hidden somewhere in the bistro. But the problem is okay, so the first time Ava goes, Stefan takes her key away.
Yeah.
Which one thing I thought was really weird, like a really weird choice in those scenes, was Stefan having that flashback of him and Ava together, because it's like he's supposed to want Gabby and be with Gabby and all stuff. But then he has this flashback of him and Ava together. Like, he still wants Ava. So it's like,
I'm thinking about it. It must have been good.
It must have been really good, because he's
having flashbacks. I think they have chemistry.
I know. Me and Cindy were actually talking about that earlier. Both of us said they do.
Yeah, they do.
So
they do. But I thought she did as Jake and Ava too, though.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
I actually liked Jake and Ava.
I know you did. I didn't mind them. I just thought they were just did too fast.
I know. I was like the only person that didn't mind. I was like, I believe their love. I was sad for her when
you believe their 2 week love story, their 2 week instant love story.
I did believe their 2 week love story. I did. Like, it was like, okay, like, well, you know, like love at first sight.
It was love at first, like second. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know.
But anyway, so they, so all that, so that they're like looking for the book, and then they go to dinner there trying to get another chance at it. And she checks the bathroom and doesn't find it. And like, she tries to convince Harris to like let her invite Stefan in on the finding the book. And Harris is like, he shot me now. But yet the thing is that he's like just letting this guy run around after shooting him, but yet he won't like ask him for his help. You know what I mean? It was just kind of
And he easily nicer to Stefan than I expected, given the whole shooting thing.
I think that Ava likes it. I think that Ava and Stefan have a little softness.
They were a little flirty with each other, I thought.
They have a little bit of softness with each other.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely. Too. They're definitely a little. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe something else will happen. Who knows? Anyway, so I think that just leaves us down to the baby stuff and a little bit of the stuff with Constantine, like he lost his little card. Remember Thomas had his card?
Well, that happened like previous week. So he lost his card. Thomas went into his room and stole his card.
Yeah, because it was a Pokemon card or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't really say. Thomas went to his room and stole his card, and then he he ended up like basically intimidating Thomas for it back. He got the card back.
We got the card back because we know that now he's going to use it. We saw that in the promo, so we'll talk about it more in the promo. So yeah, so I think the last thing, like you said, is what, the baby stuff?
The baby stuff with Eric and Sloan and the foal and all that. So basically, Eric, in the last, I can't remember if it was all just this week, but he's been starting to discover that there was a rent notice that she was late on.
There's money
and then
issues.
And he started looking through their finances, and he found like some discrepancies in their finances. And like, he talked to Sloan about it, and then she was like, she wanted him to try to get a job. So he's going to go to the paper and try to get a job, and he wanted to talk to anybody but Xander. He didn't want to talk to Xander if he didn't have to, which I don't really blame him, because there's like way too much history there.
He shouldn't be working for Xander. Yeah,
But he really shouldn't be working for Xander. If that happens, that's going to be real weird. But anyway, I actually wouldn't mind it, because I hate Eric, but that's neither here nor there. Like, I wouldn't mind him having to pander to Xander a little bit. But anyway, so, but basically, through the course of that, he starts discovering like lots of things are wrong. He also finds the past due rent notice, but then he also finds I think it was today's episode or an earlier, I can't remember for sure, but he finds like a credit card statement where she's been making payments to the Salem Inn.
Yes, that was today. So he discovers he's been like paying for
and
six
then he
months
goes to the Salem Inn to find out who's there and finds
Leo.
Yeah, because
he thinks that maybe she's having an affair.
And he finds Leo, and he's like,
And he's like, what the what? And they come up with this, and then she shows up, and they come up with this whole stupid sob story, like, oh, she felt bad for me, and she started paying my way, and this and that. And Eric doesn't seem like he's buying any of this.
He's kind of like, what the what?
What the what?
So then, so that's starting to come. I think that story is finally starting to come to a head. Mm-hmm. And don't you? I think that story is finally starting to make.
I think so too. Because especially what's in the promo. But I guess we're kind of done recapping, right?
It was a really messy recap.
It was a messy recap. But let's just move on to our segments.
We can move on.
Yeah.
We can move on.
So we move on to this. So, like, did you have any, like, thoughts on, like, performer of the week?
Or weeks? We can pick anything from the...
Okay, performer of the week. I would have to say somebody that stands out to me is Blake Barris, because man, does he do creepy.
He was really
so
good. I was thinking of him too.
He doesn't even have lines with this whole like switching back and forth to what we think of these this DID thing, but man, he just it's in his eyes, it's in his expressions, and it's like he doesn't even have to have dialogue as two different people, and you see that there's something going on, and he's creepy as he's great.
He's a great actor. He's a really great actor.
He really is a really good actor. So I just thought, even though it wasn't a lot of stuff, I could see why, like I said, why that story holds my daughter's attention as somebody that's like, you know.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. I don't mind that story at all. I actually don't like it either.
I'm just like, I will give him my performer of the week.
Yeah, he was really good. I've been trying to think of like someone I had thought was really good. I did actually, I really don't know. I was trying to think. I don't really feel like there's been a whole lot of really, really standout stuff in the last couple of weeks. But I do think I was really leaning toward Blake too. So I guess I'll just agree with you. I guess I'll just agree with you.
All right. Well, there we go. We picked the same.
They were really good scenes. He did a really good job.
Yeah. He was a good. So do we usually do performer first? I guess we do. Mm-hmm. It's been so
then we
long.
Do scene.
Then we do scenes. Okay. Well, I know my scene.
Okay. What's your scene?
I mean,
I know
I couldn't pick anything, but my girl finally hooked up, and she hooked up with one fine man with some fine abs, and boy, did they look hot together. And I did not even realize that they went full tongue and everything. I saw people tweeting about it.
They did. They went full tongue and everything.
And so I was just like, I did not notice that. So I had to go back and make some GIFs, and I slowed it down a little bit in the GIF. And I was just like, oh yeah, there it is. They both went full, you know, they went for it.
Okay, if I have to pick a scene from this week, I'm gonna pick the Kayla like ripping Ava scene, because I really liked that scene.
That was a good one too.
From this week. Yeah, so I will pick that. I'll pick the Kayla ripping Ava, because I definitely thought that was really good. And even like Roman's part of it too. Like I thought all of that was good. Like they actually got to give her the business. So that's why I kind of like that scene. I kind of like those scenes. So those would be my choice. Like I felt like they really did a good job with her getting to, you know, her actually getting to get some retribution, or like somebody actually got to back talk her a little bit. So
yeah, I agree. I like those scenes a lot too. All right, so we have our performers, we have our scenes. Oh my gosh, remind me what we
high point and low point.
High point and low point.
Do you have a high point? Kristen finally getting laid.
Yeah, really. I'll just go with that. Just finally, poor
that's
girl.
Your high point.
I mean, like, it's ridiculous that they're going to portray a woman on the show like how she is, right? She's powerful, she's got money, she's beautiful, she's smart, and nobody's wanted her for all these years. Like, it just doesn't, you know, it's kind of insulting as a female.
It is kind of insulting that she's like this really attractive, pretty female, and then nobody seems to ever, like, she never seems to get anything. Like, it seems to be like they don't want to give her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And I've seen people tweet that for a lot of the last few years. Like, or it's ridiculous that no man would ever be after Kristen. Like, she would have men, like, you know, falling at her feet type of thing. So, yeah, it is a little bit of a high point that they finally, like, okay, you know, it's, yeah, somebody would find her desirable, you know?
Yeah. My high point is probably... Well, if I get to pick a high point from the previous weeks, I'm going to say that they finally... That they cleared Xander, because I liked that. I was really happy that they cleared him. I was really happy that they cleared him. I did think the whole... I do have one, like, beef about that. Like, the fact that, okay... I wish that the wardrobe department had really, like, looked at what they were going to tell as a story, because there's a very big, like, his pants had no stripe. If you go back and look, they had absolutely no stripe on them. And then they said they had a stripe, but it was small. And you can't even see, like, I've watched, people have, like, posted this multiple times. They don't have any. So it was a really weird, like, they should have just said, those pants have a stripe and mine don't.
Yeah.
Because the pants he was wearing on the day of the thing did not have a stripe at all.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's a very, like, it was a very odd, like, but I was very happy to see him get out. So I'm just happy that he's out and he's cleared of that, because it was stupid. It was really pissing me off that Stefan's just, like, running around and Harris is, like, helping Stefan while he's just letting Xander rot there. That was just a dumb choice. So I was happy that finally moved and that's over. So that's that. Okay. So anyway, did you have a low point? I have a couple. I have two options and I'll let you pick a low point.
All right, well, you go first then, because I don't really have any. I wasn't as well prepared.
Okay, well, my true low point for me is how dumb they're writing Maggie in the Constantine story. Like, I can't stand it, especially since, like, I love Maggie. She's one of my favorite characters. So, like, the fact that she's now being turned into this, like, dumb idiot, like, she's just believing him, which is dumb. I keep hoping we're going to have, like, a Gwen moment, like, like she had with Dimitri. Where it turns out she's playing him, because Suzanne does not seem to like this story. Suzanne does not, like, I can tell Suzanne does not like this story. So, like, because they're dumbing Maggie down for it massively. Yeah. And it's not Maggie, it's just not her character. Like, she would never just believe this. Like, she was married to Victor. The woman's, like, she's expressed many times how savvy she is. She's not. She is. This is not her. It's not her. It's not her to fall for this. The only argument you can make is that she's just still vulnerable because Victor died.
I think, but that's what I kind of rationalize it in
dumb.
My head.
They're still dumbing Maggie down for Constantine, and Constantine's a terrible character.
I'm like, I have still to dumbing her down a little belief and think, like, okay, she's just so desperate to hold on to a part of Victor that she's turning a blind eye or choosing to
but not. She's dumb. I mean, but the problem is they're dumbing her down for a character that no one even likes.
No, I know.
And that's a really bad decision. Okay, that's my personal low point. But I think every fan's low point of the show was the radioactive Paulina stuff. Because you have to admit, that was really terrible.
It just was like, oh my gosh, I can't, like, this is, like, we can't think of anything better than this. And then the fact that, like, Paulina would do that, like, talking about making someone dumb. I don't know. Maggie looks like a genius compared to somebody that would leave when they're radioactive. So I don't know. I wasn't really thinking Maggie was that dumb, considering.
Oh, I've had so many people tell me that they think they can't get over how dumb Maggie is. So
not as dumb as Paulina, though.
That was just a terrible story.
Yeah,
I mean, in my opinion, that was one of the worst things Days has done in a long time.
Well, I was just, again, as a female, I'm like, I'm very insulted. I don't think Paulina's this stupid, you know?
I don't think she's stupid. I mean, and I thought she actually cared about, because, okay, like, the other day she was, like, checking on Sarah. She's like, Sarah, are you all protected? Because if you're not, I wouldn't hate for you to irradiate your baby and stuff. And yet she's talking like that. And then she goes and irradiates her daughter.
I know.
I mean, it's just like, oh my God.
Like, what is she thinking?
She's not, clearly.
Yeah.
She's not. Clearly. That's why that was such a terrible... That was a really terrible
story. So I will agree with you on that one. That was just like, oh my God. Even when the promo came out for that week, I was like, OMG.
I was like, oh my God, that might be the worst promo we've seen in a long ass time. It's not as bad as that one. That one promo was real bad.
Had they been able to use the song Radioactive during one of the episodes, then I would have Radioactive. If they had been able to use the song, then maybe it would have saved it a little. I don't know.
I don't think you could have saved that story. It was bad. That maybe was an epically bad story.
Glowing like Homer Simpson.
Oh God, she's glowing in the dark.
That's how she found Chanel.
My husband, right? when they did that to his thyroid, when they irradiated his thyroid, he will tell you that he could see it glowing. Like a couple, like when he turned off the lights, he actually could see it glowing.
Oh my God.
Because they irradiated his.
Yeah,
they
killed him. I know they do. I know somebody I work with them had that do too.
Yeah. But when they did that, they he said he could. There was times it glowed. It actually did glow. That is actually not fictional.
Yeah, no.
So that's funny.
That kind of scares me because I have thyroid disease too. So
it's freaking me out.
Well, he was fine. He was totally fine all the time.
I know, it's just freaky. But anyway, so that's definitely a low point. Okay, so we have that. So now we're to ships that we think are going down.
Or we don't like.
Or we're not down with. So do you have one?
Well, I think that... Okay. Even though they were kind of a little on the uprise, I think that, number one, I'm not down with them, but also I think that they'll go down very quickly is the Maggie and Constantine thing. Because I think that with the way that Alex and Xander were talking, nobody's going to let that. They're going to do stuff.
Okay.
To try and convince her to get out of this. And gotcha. I think it ultimately probably won't happen.
Okay.
I doubt they're going to let her do it, go through with that. So that's my pick.
Maybe Alex is boutonnieres because he's in their wedding. You never know. Let's see. Mine, I think, would have to be, okay, this is the kind of, I have a weird rationale for it, but I think given the flirtiness of Ava and Stefan. I don't know about Ava and Harris. I mean, could they possibly hit the skids eventually? I don't know. I mean, we know Steve Burton left, so I guess they will eventually. But
he doesn't have that much longer, I don't even think. Okay. I was like hearing it. His last air date is like very early June.
I know there's people that like them, I guess, especially if they were like the Carly and Jason fans or whatever.
Charlie fans.
I'm not like, they're okay. I don't think they're anything, you know, I don't know. I think she has better chemistry with Stefan.
I've had people jump in my mentions and tell me they liked him though. A couple different people.
Me too. But I think there are people that like them from GH.
The one person's just crazy though, so.
I think most of the people I've seen, I think, liked them from that. Which, hey, you know what? Whatever floats your boat. I really don't care because I don't hate them. I don't like them. I'm just indifferent. I do think she's a little sparkly with Stefan, though. So I don't know. So I wonder if Ava and Harris, I don't know.
Yeah, so. I could see it. I could see Ava and Harris being kaputty because of Ava and Stefan. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Stefan's going to end up back with Gabby because Gabby's coming back.
We think, right? Well, unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed. Like I said, we know that's
everybody. I know. We know. Yeah. So who knows?
And I'll maybe be honest. Basically leaked on every platform that you've done everything but directly.
So I can almost see if Harris is out of the picture, right? Because Steve Burton leaves.
Yeah.
Could there be an Ava, Stefan, Gabby triangle? Maybe. Maybe there would be.
Could be.
Anyway, so what about a ship that you are down with or that you think is rising?
A ship I am down with or I think is rising. Go first.
You want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
I think, and it's probably short-lived, but there's even an account. I saw an account out there that posts that is called.
There's Kralix is Rising.
Kralix is Rising. I've
seen it.
Yes, they are.
They have been liking a few of my tweets.
They got way more response than I expected. And from people that I didn't expect to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think it's going to be a long thing. Although, who knows? But... I think they're rising for the moment.
Definitely them. That's the only one I could think of. That's why I was like, I want Melissa to go first because I know that's what she's going to pick. It's the only one I can really think of. I'm just trying to think. I guess another one that you could say is rising is Tate and Holly.
Yeah.
Because, like, Although the friend is, I'm probably going to throw a wrench in it, but they are cute.
Yeah, they are cute. They do have cute chemistry. I agree. They're very cute. So I think that's it. We can talk about the promo and spoilers and things like that. So the promo is very largely centered with the pawn, right?
Well, I felt like the promo was really largely centered with EJ.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I thought every single
thing. I don't know why the pawn stuff
is way, 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 way more in it than that is. So next week, EJ finds out, or it seems as from the promo, that EJ finds out that he doesn't find out it's not his baby, it didn't seem like, but Leo tells him that his baby isn't, his son isn't dead. So yes, we see Leo telling, and we see him like freaking out on Sloan.
Yeah.
So he knows that's his baby. He's figured it out. I bet Sloan, I have a feeling I know what's going to come of that, which is going to not be good for EJ. And I have a feeling
I saw people speculating, like, will EJ find out that it's not his son?
I bet Sloan tells him it's not his son. I bet she tells him it's Eric's.
But then, man, so if he goes along with the lie and keeps the baby away from Nicole, ooh,
that's not going to be pretty. I'm thinking that that's going to happen, though. I do think it's going to go that way, just based on some things I've heard. So
that would be good.
Although we did know, I mean, it is noted, like, it has been officially said by Ari that she is reunited with Jude before she leaves.
Okay, good.
So, like, she is reunited with him in some function before she leaves. We don't know if she takes him with him. She didn't say any of that. She just said she knows Jude is her baby and she is before she leaves.
Okay.
So that's a good, so it may not really go on that much longer. We just don't know. All we know is next week EJ knows that that's his baby. And then there's a brief scene in the preview with John and Constantine where he asks him what his mission is.
Yeah, he activates the pawn. So I wonder what
Asks him what his mission is. It's heavily speculated that his plan is to take because there's a spoiler that says that he asked Teresa to help him dispose of the prenup. So it's been highly speculated that he actually wants the pawn to kill Maggie to finish the so that he can get his money. So that basically he can delete the once he gets married to her. That's been heavily speculated, especially since it's also been speculated that he killed his first wife.
Because I think we did forget to recap that John and Steve have been searching
for his wife,
for the wife, and they cannot come up with anything. I was gonna say, I feel like there was some John, Steve, and things like that we didn't cover.
Yeah, so that was in previous weeks. That wasn't this week, and that's why we didn't do it. But basically, so what it is that they were looking for John, for the wife.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find her. After she signed the divorce papers, she disappeared off the face of the earth. So they're wondering if maybe he killed her. Like, there's been... That's something like, and so if he did that, like, there's been some speculation that maybe he's gonna try to, but like, he's gonna try to use the pawn to kill Maggie.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It'll be
interesting to see what, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting, that's just a theory.
So it seems like there could be some movement in storylines.
There is three spoilers for Eric next week where he's like, one is like, I can't remember. There's one where he questions Leo. There's a bunch of different ones leading people to believe they're also getting close to Eric figuring out as well. Like, okay. it looks like that story is coming to a head.
But Eric would never keep it from Nicole.
No, Eric, that's what I'm saying. It looks like they're getting close. Possibly it gets reburied, right? Zarek's about to figure it out. That's my guess.
Okay. So maybe, I guess it would be better sooner than later, because now we know from watching Ari's little podcast that we think her last air date is like the end of July.
Yeah, it's July 29th. So yeah,
is what she said, is that she's pretty sure. So
she said that at the event too. She mentioned
She did say that at the event.
He did a couple times.
Yep. Yep, and so I thought it was interesting that somebody asked her if she would go back to Days, and she said she definitely would for the fans.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I don't think it's necessarily like, so that sounds like she wants to be there. It did sound like I got the impression multiple times from her that she wants to be there.
I think so too. I definitely do.
So I mean, think it's a,
she talked about like how much she loved the cast and crew and you know,
and she misses them. She yeah. said that too. And she said that, I mean, I got the impression that if she felt that she could make it, she'd want to be there.
Yeah, you know I got that impression too. I did too. So, and there's still a lot of support being rallied for her. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. You never know. I feel like Days has as much behind the scenes drama as they have on air drama.
They have more behind the scenes drama and it's better.
Oh my gosh.
And it's better. Better written. It's better written drama than the real, the real drama is actually, you know, more soapy than the soap drama.
What is the, you know, the old saying, the truth is stranger than fiction.
Well, yeah, that's 100. That's 100%. So,
but, yeah, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the baby stuff all does come out. And I know a while back there was rumors about like Sloan maybe not being there anymore, but we don't know that either.
I have heard, okay, I will say it seemed at the event that there was some stuff that was said that made me believe that Jessica's not there. I don't know if Sloan's not there. Like, I won't speak to one way or the other. And yeah. that could just be totally, I could have totally misread what was said. That's just the way it sounded.
You know what's interesting too is like with the Days' social media and PR being so much more active than they had ever been in the past with now whichever new people they hired or whatnot. It's very interesting because it's like she hasn't been, you know, you've seen certain cast members highlight in these little behind the scenes content or Q&A or ask a question or this, that, and the other, or the pictures from the photos and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, I feel like
she's not been in anything, nothing. Her face has been in nothing.
I mean, because we've seen Rob and we've seen Lindsay and we've seen Stacy and Paul and we've seen, you know,
we've seen
Suzanne and Greg and Deidre, and I feel like we've seen
Brandon did that little dance video. Brandon Barash did that little dance video the one day. So it's like there's definitely
like we've seen like people.
Mm-hmm. So we've seen them. Carson. We've seen Carson in the mustache.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like they keep showing like they're people, and she's just not somebody we've ever seen any.
That's what I mean. So when's the last time we've seen her on anything? And not to say that if somebody wasn't at the 15,000 party doesn't mean they're on the show, because obviously there were people that weren't, you know, working that
and we know Stacey was filming. Stacey like was talking about film, like how she was filming.
Yeah, exactly. And she wasn't in those pictures because I don't know, she obviously.
And Eric's definitely still there as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, and even like I said, they've had them in
content. I feel like they've had content though that would lead me to believe they were there.
Well, yeah, Stacey had that whole nothing. Like ask a question. She was one of the people that they
yeah, exactly. And I feel like that we haven't seen anything that would indicate that Jessica is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, I will say we now pretty much can confirm almost 100% that the person in, because people have been asking, well, who was the person in Ashley's video? Because do you remember how Ashley on her Days page had to say, oh no, spoilers, and stick that smiley face over the guy's face that was in the dressing room with her, and then he walked out? I think it was Leo Howard.
Oh, the new Tate. Yeah.
Especially since like you could see in the picture, like you could see in the video, like in the mirror, you could see the back of the person's head and they had like the same dark hairstyle.
Okay.
So I really think it was just Leo. Like I don't think it was anybody that she wasn't supposed to. Like people are like, well, was it somebody she really wasn't? I'm like, no, I think it was just Tate. I think it was just the new Tate. I think she didn't want to.
And that hadn't been announced yet at the time.
No, so. I think, but people have been speculating who that was. And I really just think it was Leo.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So anyway, so I don't know. I guess we'll see.
There's also a weird there's another interesting spoiler. So I guess apparently the whole Maggie Marlena gate is completely over, because they have a spoiler again next week.
Oh, look at that.
Which made me happy. Because like they also said because she has a spoiler where there's a spoiler where she that says Maggie shocks Steve. which we all know what that's going to be about. And then there's also a one where Meg tells John and Marlena about her engagement.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
No, see, that's what I'm saying, is they're like setting that up that everybody in town's going to know about it, and it's just not. I feel like it's definitely.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to be trying to save Maggie from him.
I think everybody in town's going to be trying to save Maggie from Constantine. That's what I think's coming there. So
hopefully nobody that tries to save her is radioactive.
Yeah, Sarah gets irradiated by Paulina and then goes to save
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but also the only other thing in that preview is it does say that Chanel is suffering from radiation.
Yes, sickness. It does. It does. She has radiation sickness. So, yikes. Yeah, that's.
She is suffering from radiation sickness. So,
yikes. And let's see, other spoilers. Obviously, the fight for Dimera continues. I saw something about Kristen and Stefan making like progress and.
Making further progress. Yes, I saw that as well.
Poor EJ. EJ's headed for a fall here with all this crap going on with him.
He really is. He's headed for like a massive plummet, which is kind of not good because I like EJ, but I also like Kristen better, so she can have Dimera.
Oh, yeah, please. That's another thing that, you know.
It's something you've wanted forever. We've all wanted forever. Let's let her have it for a minute. And I don't care if she keeps it that long, but she needs to have it for a minute.
She can have it forever for all I care. Those boys could kick rocks.
The boys are not good CEOs.
I like the boys. I do like the boys, but they could kick
ass. But they're not good CEOs. They just fight over the company all the time. Let somebody run it that's actually, you know, not going to just, like, be stable for a minute. They need some... Like, how is that company still actually functioning? Like, how is anybody buying its stock when the CEO changes daily?
Oh, gosh. I know. And you're going to put a CEO in there that has, like, a whole different job as the DA.
He's the DA of the town, but he's also going to be the CEO. And he's laughing at Kristen for wanting that job. That scene irritated me. When he was like laughing at Kristen for wanting that job, I was like, oh no, dude. Like, I thought,
yeah,
for sure.
I know, because he was like laughing in her face. He was so like, oh, haha. I'm like,
oh no, dear sister. Oh no, dear sister, is what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very hot.
And Nicole also treated her like that. Nicole also kind of was like that.
There was a good cat fight scenes between Kristen and Nicole that I think during the weeks we weren't around.
Yeah, those were fun.
They had some just fun catfight scenes, which then Stacey and Ari proceeded to reenact a little bit.
Yes, they reenacted for us. They were funny. Version.
A silly version.
The problem
though.
Is they kept hugging each other. They kept hugging, so it wasn't like believable because they just kept like every single time they would do it, they'd stop to hug each other.
I know.
It's very obvious that they like each other a lot.
Yes, it is. It is very obvious. But I guess that I can't think of anything else. Can you?
I don't think so.
So anyway, so I guess we'll see where it all shakes out from here. Seems like there's going to be some movement and maybe some excitement and some radioactivity.
No more radioactivity. I never want to repeat that story or remember it.
No, but the story's going to be the gift that keeps on giving, because now look at Chanel.
Now Chanel's got like radiation sickness, and the two spoilers for her are like, the first one is Chanel begins to get ill, and then the next one is like Chanel's condition becomes grave. So she's not
but
doing
I don't
well.
Think they're not killing her off though. So
no, I mean she's been in recent pictures. She's been in very recent pictures. I don't think Chanel's going anywhere.
You know, that's the bad thing with all the social media. I feel like back in the day when you were afraid someone
didn't know
die,
shit.
You didn't know shit. You really thought they were gonna die. That's what made Carly being buried alive so captivating. I did not know if she was going to live or die.
I know, and nowadays I would know. Nowadays we would have known 6 months ago she was going to live or die. Oh,
she's fine.
Maybe
we saw,
yeah. Maybe we're not watching it right. Maybe that's what the whole problem is. Maybe we know all this stuff, so we don't think anything's interesting because we already knew.
I know. Because we're like, well, they didn't kill her off. They didn't do this. They didn't do that.
She's right there. Look at her. That's her.
I know, so maybe it's partially our own faults, but whatever. Anyway, all right, well, we'll shake it out again out next time. See you later, everyone.